Fountain with Lion and Snake, 1843. Sculpture made from Sassinage stone and bronze by Victor Sappe, 1801 to 1856. Commissioned by the town of Grenoble in 1839, this fountain was inaugurated in 1843 at the foot of the Bastille on the right bank of the Isère River. The confrontation between the lion and the snake appears to find its origins in an old saying from the Dauphiné region: La serpent et le dragon mettront Grenoble en savon. In local mythology, the snake symbolizes the Isère winding through the Grésivaudan plains. The drac, an impetuous torrent, is the dragon, as its name indicates. Their combat has been detrimental to the town over the years, with 150 floods having ravaged Grenoble between Roman times and the 19th century. So we can see how the lion with its flamboyant mane could evoke the dragon, mastering the sinuous Isère in his claws. Local tradition claims that when they came together in the valley, the drac put an end to the slithering Isère. The lion tamed the serpent. Another interpretation is that the lion represents Grenoble bringing an end to the torturous meanderings of the Isère by canal work, which at that time had started to slow down the rate of the floods. The chosen location, facing the suspension bridge, which was up until 1671 the only bridge in the town, emphasizes the symbolic impact of this fountain. The monument is made from Sassinage stone, except for the snake, which is cast in bronze. In the early 1950s, a limestone portico was added showing the coat of arms of Grenoble, as well as two plaques commemorating the first mention of Cularo in a letter from the Roman proconsul Munatius Plancus in 43 BC. Victor Sappe was the first director of the School of Sculpture in Grenoble that he helped establish in 1855. He made several commemorative monuments and four monumental fountains, including Fountain with Elephants in Chambéry. This work was commissioned by the town of Grenoble in 1843. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.